Good morning. A clear and dry but chilly start across interior New York and New England. Most places well down into the 40s early this morning, but even some 30s showing up in the normally cooler spots and across parts of the higher terrain, even temperatures down below freezing and some frost early on today. We'll have abundant sunshine through the morning and we'll rebound nicely back through the 40s and 50s on our way up to the lower to mid 60s on average for afternoon highs. High pressure will gradually slide away and open the door for a disturbance to head in from the Great Lakes. It's not the strongest disturbance, but it has enough moisture with it to bring an increase in high cloud cover by the end of the day today and thickening clouds this evening, eventually leading to some rain showers overnight tonight. We'll also see areas of fog developing as temperatures drop back into the 40s. In fact, that disturbance will take a good chunk of the first half of the day tomorrow to move through, so we'll call for clouds and morning showers. The showers will linger deeper into the day across New England, while skies will start to dry out from northwest to southeast with more sunshine in the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley through the afternoon. Still, though, it'll be on the cooler side with highs averaging out near 60. At this point, we'll set ourselves up for a great second half to the weekend with a new area of cool high pressure building in. For Sunday afternoon, it'll be sunny and pleasant all day long, high temperatures in the middle to upper 60s. Then we'll have a nice warming trend with a big ridge of high pressure dominating both at the surface and aloft. Sunny skies on Monday, highs in the lower 70s, mid-70s on Tuesday with sunny skies, and sunshine giving way to clouds on Wednesday in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while Tropical Storm Maria and Hurricane Lee track away over the open waters of the North Atlantic, the National Hurricane Center is now monitoring a large area of cloudiness and showers extending from the northwestern Caribbean Sea northward across Cuba to southern Florida and the northwestern Bahamas. This activity is associated with a broad surface trough interacting with an upper-level low. A weak area of low pressure is likely to form from this weather system later today and move northward to near the east coast of the Florida Peninsula through tomorrow. Environmental conditions appear conducive for some development of this system during the next couple of days before upper-level winds become less favorable tomorrow night or Sunday. Regardless of development, this system is likely to produce locally heavy rain over portions of the central and western parts of Cuba, the Florida Keys, the Florida Peninsula, and the northwestern Bahamas during the next several days. Meanwhile, frost advisories and freeze watches have been issued for tonight for parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes where temperatures are expected to dip into the upper 20s and lower 30s. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/4 mile visibility in fog, 25 degrees with a northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 42, 86% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 70, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 63, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.57 inches for the month, which is 49 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 34.37 inches for the year, which is 5.16 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 2 heating degree days yesterday for the month, 67, but that's 57 heating degree days below normal and 86 heating degree days for the season, which is 61 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 86, set in 1921, and the record low, 29, in 2000. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m., sunset this evening at 6:40 p.m., 11 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing high clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers moving in tonight, also some fog and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by some high cloudiness late today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Cloudy with showers late tonight and some fog, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. More showers tonight, also some fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by some increasing clouds late today and highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers around late tonight and some fog, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing high clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers moving in tonight, also some fog and lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers in the morning, some sunshine breaking through from northwest to southeast later in the day, highs averaging near 60. Sunny, pleasant, mid to upper 60s Sunday, more sunshine, lower 70s Monday, mid 70s with sunshine Tuesday. On Wednesday, sunshine giving way to clouds, mid to upper 70s, and a chance of showers Thursday with highs staying in the 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.